ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur
by Rabbi Eliezer Eichhorn.
Maseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Mr. Zisha Lipschitz in honor of Rabbi Yaakov Metz.
We are now running our annual raffle campaign to keep Shas Illuminated going. The grand prize is two round-trip tickets to Eretz Yisrael or a full set of Masifta Shas. The second prize is an Apple Mac Air laptop and the third prize a full set of Art Scroll Shas. The price of one ticket is $36 or four tickets for $100. Shas Illuminated runs completely on your donations, so help us today. Go to www.shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS, that is 203-312-7427, to purchase your ticket today and become a partner in changing Daf Yomi forever.
This year is on Sanhedrin, Daf Mem Vav. The Mishnah, Daf Mem Hei Amid Beis, brings the halacha of Chayvei Skila have a mitzvah to be toiler them. After they get their skila, we hang them on a tree. And the Mishnah brings the halacha, Kolan, Niskolin, Nitlin, Divi Rebbe Eliezer, Shitas Rebbe Eliezer, all Chayvei Skila. After the skila, they are Nitla ala Eitz. And the Chacham Vachilik on Rebbe Eliezer, Eina Nitla Elal Ela, Megadev, Oivir Avoidezorah, Dafka, these two Isurim, on Megadev and Oivir Avoidezorah, Nitla ala Eitz. Shai Chayvei Skila, there is no mitzvah to be toiler them ala Eitz. And the Mishnah then brings the din, her ish toiler no Yisai Ponav Klapei Ha'om. By a man, when you toil him, you put his face facing the arm. V'isha, when you hang her upon her, klapei her eitz, you place her face facing the tree, divi Rebbe Eliezer. And the Yad Ramaz mefarish the chilk between an isha and an isha, just like we find in the previous Mishnah, when it comes to an isha and an isha being chayev skila, there's a chilk that an isha is niskal orim and an isha isn't niskalas aruma. We see one more choshish for the bizyonis of an isha, being that there's more of a bizyon in this that she's niskalas aruma. So the Yad Ramaz, that Shitas Rebbe Eliezer is, who are they when it comes to be toiler ala eitz? The ish we place panpanav klapei om, kedei that the om should be lekeach musar v'chala om yishmu v'yiro, when they see the bezenis that he's suffering through, they'll learn not to be over the averis of chiyuv skila. Mashenkin by an isha, which is bezoyin tfei, there's more of a bezoyin by an isha, more of a bezoyin than an ish. Over there we put panea klapei eitz, we're more chayshish for a bezoyin, and therefore by an isha we're toiler panea klapei eitz. And the Chacham Machelik on Rebbe Eliezer, on this day Rebbe Eliezer assumes that an isha is hung. The Chacham hold the ish nitla ve'ina isha nitlis. The Gemara brings that the Ben Chelik in the Psukim, the sheet of the Chacham, that it's exeris ha'kosuv, dafka ish is nitla ve'ina isha nitlis. And the Minchas Chinuch brings a suffik. What is the halacha if it's a suffik ish, suffik isha, or tumtum ve'andraginus? What is the halacha? Do we say mi suffik? We are chayshish for the bezoyin that maybe we're going to be mevazed this person shalayka din. Maybe he's really an isha and there is no din to be toilim according to the chachamim. And we're going to be mevazed the person shalayka din. And therefore mi suffik, we have to be machmer not to be toilim. Or do we say there's a mitzvah to be toilim? And the suffik of the mitzvah, we have to be machmer that maybe it's an isha and there's a mitzvah to be toilim. Usfeker lahachmer, we have to hang him up to be mekayim the mitzvah of being toilim. The Minchas Chinuch leaves it by a suffik. What's the halacha by a tumtum ve'andraginus lefi the chachamim? What do we do misafik? Do we say misafik when mekayim the mitzvahs tliya? Or do we say misafik we can't be mevaza a person and therefore the person doesn't get hung, being that misafik we can't be mevaza? On the ikim mitzvah mentioned in our mishmah is a din to be toiler chayvei skila. Ul chayvei skila, after they get their skila, there's a mitzvah to hang them on a tree. It's brought b'shem de b'skirov, it's brought in the Sefer Mishnah's Chayim and Sefer Vayikra, and it's also in the Magia on the Yad Ramah and our Sugya, they bring b'shem de b'skirov, yeshlachko in the mitzvah of being toilo isoy. Is this mitzvah of hanging chayve skila on the eights after they get the skila, is it a chelik of mitzvah skila? Just like there's a mitzvah, there's an oynish to give the person who was over on certain averis, he's mechuyiv to get skila for his averis. A chelik of getting skila is that a person's also hung on a tree after the skila, it's a chelik of giving the person skila. Or is it a separate din b'fnei atzmai? It has no shaykhis to the mitzvah of skila. After the person gets skila, there's another mitzvah after getting skila, a new din to be toiler the person ala eitz, but it's not a chelik of the skila that we're giving the person for the averi that he did. There's another din on these isurim that a person was over, which are mechayivim skila. There's another halacha afterwards that not only he gets skila, but after the skila there's a mitzvah to be toiler him ala eitz. And there are kama nafkaminas to this chakira if the mitzvah being toiler so is a chelik of the chiyuv skila or it's a din b'fnei atzmai. The first nafkamina is if a person is mace without getting the skila, if Bezdin Paskin on a person that is chayiv skila, and the person dies without receiving his oynish, he dies before Bezdin has a chance to give him the skila. If the mitzvah being toilo isai is a chelik of the chayiv skila, being that the person isn't getting his chayiv skila, there is no din to be toilim ala eitz after he dies. Mashaken, if you have to say that it's a mitzvah b'fnei atzma, that one is mechuyev skila, there's another mitzvah also to be toilim al eitz, afilo if he dies, shaloi machmas the skila, he dies before Bezna has a chance to give him the skila, mikol makim, there's a mitzvah to be toilim al eitz, agam, he didn't get the chiyev skila, mikol makim, which he mekayim the mitzvah being toilim al eitz. And there would be another nafkamina by Ir Anidachas for the whole city was Eved Avodah Zorah. So even though it's Daimato and Eved Avodah Zorah, that Lechavit should be similar to what the Chum say, Megadif and Eved Avodah Zorah have a mitzvah to be Toilet them Allah Eitz. But maybe it's Dafka and Eved Avodah Zorah who is Chayiv Skilo, a regular Eved Avodah Zorah. By Ir Anidachas for the whole city was Eved Avodah Zorah, where the Allah is, they are killed Besai if they aren't killed Beskilo. So if the Allah being Toilet Allah Eitz is a separate Allah Bifnei Atzma, so in Cain, even the Eved Avodah Zorah of Ir Anidachas, Lechayu should also have this mitzvah of being Taylor them Allah Eitz, and we should be Taylor all the Anche Ir Anidachas Allah Eitz. Mashaken, if it's a chelik of the mitzvah skila, being that the Anche Ir Anidachas don't have a chiyiv skila, the mechiyiv to get killed besayif, memela, there wouldn't be any halacha to be Taylor them Allah Eitz, it's dafka by Eved Avodah Zorah b'yachid, where it's chiyiv skila, over there there's a mitzvah to be Taylor them Allah Eitz. And the chayvah is chakira kibshuta is telling the machlikas in our Mishnah between Rebbe Lezer and the Chachamim. Rebbe Lezer holds kol on his skull and on itlin is a mitzvah taliya on all chayvah skila. So according to Rebbe Lezer, it's mistavet to say that it's a chelik of the mitzvah skila. Being that we say that all chayvah skila have a mitzvah to be taliya, so it's mistavet al kalpan on the few Rebbe Lezer that it should be a chelik of the mitzvah skila, that after he gets the skila and he dies, he should be taliya malaitz. Mashenkin, according to the Chacham, that all chayvei skila don't have a mitzvah to be toiled them al eitz. It's dafka megadif and oivid avodah zorah. There's a mitzvah to be toiled them al eitz. But shar chayvei skila, there is no mitzvah to be toiled them al eitz. It's not mistaver to say it's a chelik of the mitzvah skila. If it would be a chelik of the mitzvah skila, it would be by all chayvei skila. From this, that it's dafka megadif and oivid avodah zorah, it's mashma that it's a mitzvah b'fnei atzma and it's not a chelik of the mitzvah skila. It would be totally in the machlekes of Belez and the Chachamim whether or not it's a chelik of the mitzvah skila or it's a din b'fnei atzma. And the Achreinim bring another nafkamina in this chakira of whether or not it's a chelik of the mitzvah skila or it's a mitzvah b'fnei atzma. The Sefri brings a miyat that it's remayed Eidim Zayman from the mitzvah of Taliyah. If Eidim Zayman are made l'moshel on a person that he was mechal Shabbos and he's chayiv skila, and they are nimtzu to be Zayman and now they get the oynish of kasha zaman lasei sla'achiv, Eidim Zayman are now chayiv skila. So the Sefri, they're only chayev the skila, were not mechuyev to be toiled the bodies of the Eidim Zayman after they get killed to be toiled them al eitz. Hagam, they were trying to make that the one who they're being made on, that he was mechal Shabbos, he would get skila, I mean nitla al eitz. But there's a meat in the Sefri that the Eidim Zayman are only chayev skila, they wouldn't be nitla al eitz after they get their skila. And the Gemara by us never brings this meat to be remind Eidim Zayman that Eidim Zayman don't have a halacha to be nitla al eitz after they get the skila. The Meshech Chochma and the Klichem Dam Mefarish, this that our Gemara doesn't bring the Miyat of the Sefi is not because our Gemara is chaylik on this halach of the Sefi. Our Gemara is also masking to the halach of the Eidim Zaymin, there is no mitzvah to be tailored their body alayitz after they get their skila. But our Gemara holds this Pashat Afilu without a Miyat, being that the Pasuk says by Eidim Zaymin, Kasha Zomem Lasis La Achiv, he's only Nechshav Achiv Kozman is alive. So whatever they are planning to doing La Achiv while he's alive, that's Nichol and the Oynish of Kasha Zomem Lasis La Achiv. Mashenkin, this halacha of tliya, which is done to a person after he dies already, that's not nichlon da oinish of kasha zomem lasei sla'achiv, he's not called achiv lachem misasai. So even though they were trying to make that after the person will get killed to be tayla gufam ala eitz, it's not nichlon da oinish of kasha zomem lasei sla'achiv. Therefore, they only get the chiyiv skila, which they were trying to kill their brother, but they don't get the this that is a mitzvah to be tayla gufam ala eitz after the chiyiv skila. It's pasha that Eidim Zayman don't have this oinish, and it's not nichlon da oinish of kasha zomem lasei sla'achiv. The Klichemde is mefarish, just that the Sefri brings a miyat, Tagam, our Gemara holds its posh, and therefore our Gemara doesn't bring the miyat. So the Klichemde is that the Sefri holds like Rebbe Eliezer, and Rebbe Eliezer holds kol on his skull and nitlin, and if you hold kol on his skull and nitlin, it means, like we were explaining earlier, that it's a chelik of the mitzvah skila. So being that it's a chelik of the mitzvah skila, it's a chelik of the kasha zomem lasis la'achiv, when the Eidim Zayman were trying to be mechayiv skila, a chelik of the skila is to be toile gufe ala'it, it's one einish of being soikulim and being toile gufe ala'it. Memela, if it's a chelik of the mitzvah skila, when we give the Eidim Zayman skila, I would think that we should give the Eidim Zayman skila with the mitzvah being teila alayitz, the full mitzvah skila. Memela, zok the Sefri, there's a miyat that Eidim Zayman don't have a din to be teila gufam alayitz after they get the skila. But our Gemara holds that the mitzvah being teila alayitz is a mitzvah b'fnei atzma, like the sheet of the Chachamim. Umemela Gemara doesn't have to bring a pasuk to be made Edim Zayman. It's pasha to our Gemara that Edim Zayman there is no mitzvah to be toile guf from al eitz because it's only kasha zaman lasa isla achiv. The mitzvah to be toile guf al eitz is only after he's already killed. It's not nechshav achiv anymore, and therefore it's not nichlon da'inish of kasha zaman lasa isla achiv. There's a fourth nafkamina in this chakiva, whether or not the mitzvah to be toile the chayveskila al eitz is a mitzvah b'fnei atzmo, a chelik of the mitzvahs to be seikolim. The minchas chinuch a mitzvah tovkuf la mitvav is nistapik whether or not the mitzvah to be toilech hai veskila ala eitz is dafka by Yisrael or is it afilu by a benoyach. Do we say this mitzvah to be toilech ala eitz one is ovid avay de zora and is mechuyiv skila there's a mitzvah to be toilech gufay ala eitz is dafka by Yisrael or do we say afilu by a benoyach or benoyach who's ovid avay de zora is chayiv saif but after he gets the saif there'll be a mitzvah to be toilech gufay ala eitz. And the Minchas Chinuch is toiling the Machlikas Rashi and the Amban in Pirushim ala Toiro, and it's Negea had to be Mefarish, the Gemara and Daf Menvavim Mebeis, we'll discuss Be'ez Hashem later in this year. But I'll call upon him the Ikkar Suffolk of the Minchas Chinuch, whether or not by a Benayach whom he sosays Besayif and he's Evid Avoy de Zoro, is there a mitzvah to be toiling Gufay ala Eitz? L'chayre, it's Dafke if the mitzvah to be toiling Gufay ala Eitz is a mitzvah b'fnei Atzma and is not the chelik of the mitzvah to be Seikulim, it's Shaykh to be Nestapik by a Benayach. A benayach doesn't get skila, he's getting saif, but if it's a mitzvah b'fnei atzma, yesh le'estapik, if this mitzvah applies to a benayach also. Ma'ashenkin lefi atzad, that the mitzvah to be toile gufay al eitz is a chelik of the mitzvah skila, and it's not a mitzvah b'fnei atzma, l'chayv it's poshet, that it's dafke by Yisrael, who when he's ovid avay de zora, he's mechuyiv skila. Over there, it is a mitzvah, a chelik of the mitzvah skila, to be toile gufay al eitz. Ma'ashenkin a benayach, that kol misasa is b'sayif, it's poshet, there is no mitzvah to be toile gufay al eitz, la'acher, that he gets his chiyav misa. And two out of the four of the nafkaminas that we brought, Yerani Dachas, and by Benayach, where Misosim is Besayif and not Beskila, their mitzvah to be Toile Gufim Alaitz and not. L'chayra, this is a Tali in the Machlikas, so Rishayim had been Mefarish the Gemara. The Gemara explains the Machlikas, Rebbe Elazar and the Rabbanon. And the Gemara explains this that Rebbe Elazar holds Koranis, Skol, and Nitlin, and the Chachamol, Dafko, Megadif, and Ovid Avoy de Zorah, is Rebbe Elazar Dashin's Ribuyi, Umiyuti, and the Chacham Dashin, Koli, Uproti. And the Gemara explains, Abonan Darshi Koli Uproti Vehumas Vitalisa is a klal. Ki Kilalas is a prat, it's a klal uprat. If there'd be Mekarvi me la Adodi, if the klal and the prat would be near each other, we would say, Ein Bechlal al Masha beprat, and it would be Dafka Mekalal is the mitzvah to be Toile Gufa al Eitz, and no other Averis. Hashta de Mirchiki me Adodi, the klal and the prat are not near each other, they're far from each other in the Pasuk. The mail of this that the Mirchiki me Adodi is a honey to be marba, and it's marba Ovid Avodis Kechavim, then not only a Mekalal and a Megadif, it's a mitzvah to be Taylor Gufam Alaeit, but who then Ovid Avodis Zorah also, it's Domile Bechol Mili. The Loshna of the Gemara is that it's Domile Bechol Mili, so a marba not only Mekalal and Megadif, but who then also an Ovid Avodis Zorah, the Allah is after he gets his kilo, we should be Taylor Gufam Alaeit. And Rebbe Elazar Darshan's Ribuy Yumiyuti, Vehumas Vitalisa is a Ribuy, Kikilas is a Miyat, it's a Ribuy and a Miyat. If there be Makavi Me'adodi, we would only be Marba, Ovid Avodis Kechavim, like a Ribuy and a Miyat. Hashta de Mirchiki Me'adodi, it's Mehani to Marba, Kol Mili, so we're Marba, all Chai Veskilo, that call on a skull in Itlin. And there's a Machlikas in the Mishayim, had Mefarish, the Sheet of the Chachamim, this that the Chachamim say that it's Mirchiki Me'adodi, is Mehani to be Marba, Ovid Avodis Kechavim, the Domile Bechol Mili. What does it mean that it's Domile Bechol Mili? Rashi is Mefarish, it's Domile Bechol Mili, Shekoifer Be'ikah Kemaisai. Rashi is Mefarish that when the Gemara says that Ovid Avodah Zorah is Domi to Megadif, it's a Koifer, it's Domile Bechol Mili because it's a Koifer Be'ikah Kemaisai. Rabbi Nechananel is Moisif more, Rabbi Nechananel is Moisif, the Domile Le Mekal Bechol Dover, Sheshneim Koifrin Heim Be'ikah Ushneim Beskila. Rabbi Nechananel is Mefarish, they're both Kaifer Be'ikah and they're both Beskila, therefore it's Nechshav a Domile Bechol Mili. It's Nevoah that according to Rashi, the Domile Bechol Mili of the Shita of the Chacham, the Omar Be'o Eved Avoy de Zorah, is not only Megadif, but also an Eved Avoy de Zorah is a mitzvah to be Taylor Gufa Malaitz after the Chi of Skila, is because they're Domi with Kaifer Be'ikah. And according to Rashi, Ev Shalomar, that is Lavdafka by Chi of Skila, even Ovid Avoy de Zorah, that the Chiev is Besayif, like in Irani Dachas, and a Benoyach also, it's possible to say there's a mitzvah to be Taylor Gufa Malaitz. Mashenkin, according to Rabbi Nechanan, who's Mefarish, that we say it's Domile Bechol Mili, the Gemara says that Ovid Avoy de Zorah is Domile to Megadif Bechol Mili, means two things, it's a Kaifer Be'ikah Kemaisei Ushneim Beskila. It's Mevua from Rabbi Nechanan that has to be a Chiev Skila in order to be Domile Bechol Mili. Im kena ira neidachas and a benayach that misosa is not beskila, misosa is besayif. It's not possible to say there should be a mitzvah to be toile gufa malaitz. It's not nichol. On this time we say it's domile bechol mili. Umamela according to Ben Hanana will be Pasha that Ir and Dachas and Ben Noach there is no mitzvah to be Taylor Gufa Malaitz. It's only according to Rashi that it's Efshele Estapik is the Alocha Dafka by Chai Veskilo, or then also by Chsayef, also by Ben Noach and Ir and Dachas. Also, there's a mitzvah to be Taylor Gufa Malaitz after they get their Misa. Hakoponim, we said over on the mitzvah to be Taylor after the Chai Veskilo get the Skilo, there's a mitzvah to be Taylor Gufa Malaitz. Is a savik from the Biskirov, is this a halacha to be teila gufa malaitz, a chelik of the mitzvah skila, that after to give the skila, a chelik of the mitzvah skila is to be teila gufa malaitz, or is it a mitzvah b'fnei atzma, that chai ve'skila, there's another mitzvah after they get killed to be teila gufa malaitz. And we set up four nafkaminas to this savik. First is an nafkamina, whether or not the person dies before Bezna has a chance to give him the skila. If it's a din b'fnei atzma, there could still be a mitzvah to be teila gufa malaitz. But if it's a chelik of the mitzvah skila, being that the person died before Bezna had a chance to give him the skila, there is no mitzvah to be teila gufei aleitz. And we said, also an afkimini by ir nidachas. The ir nidachas doesn't get skila. If the whole ir was over by the zara, misosim is besayif. If it's a chelik of mitzvah skila, it wouldn't be shaykh to say there's a mitzvah to be teila gufei aleitz. Mashenkin, if it's a mitzvah b'fnei atzma, it could be a chelik of over by the zara, that just like an over by the zara, there's a din to be teila gufei aleitz after he gets skila. If the whole city was over by the zara, there's a mitzvah to be teila gufa malaitz after they get the misa of sayif. And we said over the biskirov is teila this in the machlekes of Abelezer and the Rabbanon. According to Abelezer, that kohen is skull and nitlin, it's mistavir, it's a chelik of the mitzvah skila. According to the Rabbanon, that it's dafka megadif and eved avoy dezor, it's mistavir, it's a mitzvah bifnei atzma, because we find other chai v'skila don't have a din to be teila gufa malaitz. And we said over two other nafkaminas to the safik, but again, the miyat of kasha zomam lasa isla achiv, that idim zaymin, there is no mitzvah to be teila gufa malaitz, and the sefir is a maitis from a pasuk. The klichem that the meshech chachma mefarish, this that our gemara doesn't bring a pasuk, is not because our gemara is chelik on the sefir. Our gemara holds its pashit that it's only kasha zomam lasa isla achiv while he's alive, being that the din to be teila gufa malaitz is a din la'acha misosai, there is no einish on the idim zaymin of kasha zomam lasa isla achiv. Because if the mitzvah stuff to be teila gufa aleitz is a mitzvah b'fnei atzma, zok the klichemda, the sefi that's a might from a pasuk edim zoymin, that there is no mitzvah to be teila gufa aleitz is because the sefi holds it's a chelik, they hold like a beliezer, that it's a chelik of the mitzvah skila, umamela edim zoymin a chayev skila, there would be a mitzvah to be teila gufa aleitz. For that, the pasuk has come to a might edim zoymin, that there is no mitzvah to be teila gufa aleitz after he gets the chayev skila. And we said over a fourth nafkamina when it comes to a ben noach is called misasei besayif, yesh list, minchas chinuch is nestapik, if there's a mitzvah to be teila gufa aleitz, and he brings a machlekes Rashi and the Ramban, and lechayva it's called there's dafka with a mitzvah bifnei atzma. But if the din to be teila gufa aleitz is a chelik of the mitzvah skila, and by a ben noach there is no misa of skila, it's misasei besayif, it's posha that there is no din to be teila gufa aleitz. And we said over that these two nafkaminas which we said, ir nidachas and a ben noach that misasei besayif, and yesh le estapik, if there's a mitzvah to be teila gufa malaitz, is totally in a machlekes of Rishonim. There's a machlekes Rashi and Ben Yochanan on how to be mefarish the drosh of the Chachamim that hashta the mirchiki mi'adodi, the klal and the prat am mirchiki mi'adodi, therefore marbe is anything that's domile b'chol mili. Rashi is mefarish, but it's domile b'chol mili. Oivir avidazor is domito mekalol b'chol mili, because they're both a kaifa be'ikr. But Rashi doesn't bring that they're both chayiv skila. It's mashram from Rashi, I feel without the chi of skila. Also, we could also still dash out that it's domile b'chol mili and there's a mitzvah to be teila gufa aleitz. And according to Rashi, it's shaykh that ir nidachas and a ben noach to be mitzvah to be teila gufa aleitz. But Rabbi Nechananel's mefarish domile b'chol mili that shneim kaifim be'ikir and shneim b'skila. A chelik of the drosha of the chacham that it's domile b'chol mili is dafke if it's a chi of skila kemaisai. And in Cain, if when the Mishnah says, Eved Avedazar, it's dafke and Eved Avedazar who has a chi of skila. Mashekin ir nidachas and a ben noach that misosa is besayif is not a chi of skila. It's posh that there is no mitzvah to be teila gufa malaitz. Even after they get the misa of sayif, there's no mitzvah tliya that follows their misa. The Gemara is mamshech to be mefarish the seifa of the Mishnah. The Mishnah and the seifa brings a machlikis, Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim. Rabbi Eliezer holds the isha's nitlis panea klapi aitz. And the Chachamim hold that a ish nitla ve'eino isha nitlis, there's no din tliya bechlal by an isha. And the Gemara asks, my time of the Rabbanon, what's the reason for the Chacham, and where do we see from the Pasuk that it's Dafka and Ish, not an Isha? And the Gemara brings the Pasuk, V'chiyyeh be'ish chet, by the mitzvah being Toilet, it says, V'chiyyeh be'ish, and the Gemara Darshan's Ish v'loy Isha. For example, the Gemara, Rabbi Eliezer, what does he do with this Pasuk of V'chiyyeh be'ish chet? He Darshan's Ish v'loy ben, it's come to your mind, to ben Seiru, Moiru, that there is no din to be Toilet, Gufay, Alayitz. Fact the Gemara, how can you say there's no mitzvah by Ben Sayyid Umayyah to be Taylor Gufa Alaitz, Vatanya, Ben Sayyid Umayyah, Nitla, Niskal, Venitla, Divir Abeliazah? That we see the Braisa tells us that Abeliazah holds there is a din by Ben Sayyid Umayyah to be Saykulim and be Taylor Gufa Alaitz. El Omer of Nachem by Yitzchok, it's coming to be Marba Ben Sayyid Umayyah. The Pasuk of Ishvulay Ben is coming to be Marba Ben Sayyid Umayyah, and the Gemara explains how is a meat of Ishvulay Ben Marba Ben Sayyid Umayyah. My time da makro vichiyah be ish chet. Ish is coming to mayit ish v'loy ben, and chet is coming to be mayit mishal chet oy nerag. Mashenkin ben sayru umayrid is that that's not nerag al chet. He's not nerag for the avery that he actually did. He's nerag al shem seifoy, like the Gemara brings later on in Perek ben sayru umayrid, that a ben sayru umayrid is not nerag for the actual chatoim that he did for stealing from his father and eating basar and drinking yain in the oifen and that he ate it and drank it. But he's nerag al shem seifer because he's seifer to be oimed al proshes drachim and be melastim es abriyas. And zog the Gemara, so therefore he's nismayit from chet that if tafka misha al chet ay nerag mashenkin ben seiru umayru who's nerag al shem seifer. Zog the Gemara, it's a miyat acha miyat vein miyat acha miyat elo le rabbis. So therefore according to Rebbe Eliezer, the pasuk of vichiyya be ish chet is coming to be a miyat acha miyat vein miyat acha miyat elo rabbis to marbe ben seiru umayru that he also has a mitzvah to be taila. In fact, the taste is yomtif. Why is it that we need a ribu according to Abeliezer to be marba ben sayre moira that there's a din to be cycled with toila gufa alaitz? Shitas Abeliezer is kol on the skull and nitlin. Abeliezer holds that all chayve skila have a mitzvah to be toila gufa alaitz. So why is it that we need a special ribu for ben sayre moira? A ben sayre moira is a chi of skila. And if ben sayre moira is a chi of skila, it's poshet there's a mitzvah to be toila gufa alaitz. Why do we need a special ribu if chiyah be ishchet vein miyat achamiyat al rabbis to marba ben sayre moira? That a ben sayre moira also has a mitzvah to be toila gufa alaitz. And the Rishash answers this kasha of the Tezis Yom Tiv, Zakti Rishash, even though Rebbe Eliezer darshins that we were marbe from Mekal to be marbe kol mili, once it's Mirchiki, the Rebbe and the Miat Me'adodi to be marbe kol mili, we're only marbe kol mili that's doimit to Mekal, and the Mekal is Nerag al Chetoy, so it's Huadin kol chai veskila, that's Nerag al Chetam, there's a mitzvah to be Teile Gufam al Eitz. Mashaykin of Ben Sayyid Umayyah is not being Nerag al Chetoy, he's being Nerag al Shem Seifoy. Being that he's being Nerag Hashem Sefer, I think he's not similar enough to Mekal to be Marbed this halacha that after the Chiyuv Skila there should be a mitzvah to be Toyla Gufa Alaitz. And therefore, we need a special Riboy of Ein Miat Achamiat El Rabbis to be Marbed Ben Sayre Meir is also dissimilar to Mekal and also has a mitzvah to be Toyla Gufa Alaitz after he gets the Chiyuv Skila. The Mishnah is Messiah, Rebbe Eliezer brings a riot to Yeshita that there's a mitzvah of Benoshim also to be Toyla Gufa Alaitz after they get the Chiyuv Skila. And he brings a raya from the Maisa of Shimon ben Shetach that he was told in Noshim b'Ashkelon. We mentioned in the previous year the Maisa of Shimon ben Shetach that he killed the Shmoinim Noshim mechashefes b'Ashkelon. And after he gave them the Chi of Skila, he was Toyla Gufa Malaitz. So we see by an Isha also there's a mitzvah to be Toyla Gufa Malaitz. And the Chachamim answered, Amuloi Shmoinim Noshim Tala. He killed Shmoinim Noshim b'yem Echad, ve'in Donin Shnayim b'yem Echad. Usually the halach is that we don't dan two chayvim mises. Bezin doesn't dan two chayvim mises b'yem Echad. And over here, Shimon ben Shetach killed Shmoinim Noshim b'yem Echad. Al Kochach was a special Eirah Shah. And who had done this that he was Toyla Gufam Al Eitz was a special Eirah Shah. And you can't bring a Rai from here. And Rashi's Mefarish, what was the special Eirah Shah? That being that B'nai Yisrael were Prutzis B'kshafim. So therefore he was Toyla Gufam Al Eitz for Sumi Milsa. Then the people should learn and Bnei Yisrael should stop being Prutzis B'kshafim. And Rashi's Mefarish, this that he did Kulam B'yayim Echad is Mipnei Kreveim Shelo Yiskashu La'atzilon, that the Kreveim shouldn't come to save them, so therefore he quickly killed all Shmoinim B'yayim Echad, but it was especially Rasha at a time that the Bnei Yisrael were Prutzis B'kshafim, and therefore Ein Lo Yechiach Mizeh that there's a mitzvah to be Toyla and Isha also ala Eitz. Usually an Isha there is no din to be Toyla Gufa ala Eitz. On this halacha that the Chacham told Rebbe Eliezer, the Mechiach from the Maisa of Shimon ben Shetach was a Ra'a Shah because he killed Shmoinim ve'ein donin shnayim b'yayim echad. The Gemara brings in on this halacha ve'ein donin shnayim b'yayim echad on Rav Chista loishanu ala b'shtei misis. It's dafka if it's two different chivim misa, avu b'misa achas if it's one chivim misa, then bezin could be dan shnayim b'yayim echad. And the Gemara asks for a Maisa de Shimon ben Shetach, the misa achas hoisa. The mice of Shimon Shetach, they were all chayiv skila and afilu achi. The Gemara brought a raya from this that he killed Shmoinim vein donin shnayim b'yayim echad al korchach was a Ra'a Shah. So we see from there afilu by the same mice also that the din of ein donin shnayim b'yayim echad. So the Gemara at this that Rav Chista said al yitmar achi yitmar loishanu al b'misa achas kein shtei mises ve'ichi domi ki goin shtei averis. It's dafke if it's two different averis, then we say ein donin shnayim b'yayim echad. Aber bei Misa Achas, bei Aveira Achas, if it's Misa Achas, if it's the same Chiyav Misa, and it's the same Aveira, then Bezdin can be done Shnayim B'yayim Echot. And the Gemara asks from a Braisa, Mosu V'vada B'ravo, Ein Donin Shnayim B'yayim Echot, V'afilu Noyev V'nei Ofes, that Bezdin can't done two Chiyav Misa B'yayim Echot, V'afilu Noyev V'nei Ofes. So we see over there that it's Aveira Achas, and Misa Achas, and V'afilu Ochi, Ein Donin Shnayim B'yayim Echot. And the Gemara answered Tigemar of Chista that when we say Afilu Noyev and Ayofes, it's not Aveira Achas and Misa Achas, it's dealing with a case of a Bas Koyin Uboyalo. And a Bas Koyin Uboyalo, the Bas Koyin is Chayiv Sveifa and the Boyal is Chayiv Skilo. So Mele, it's not considered Aveira Achas or Misa Achas, it's considered two different Misas, being that it's two different Chuvim Misas, it's Ein Don and Shnayim B'yam Echot. And the Gemara brings a second Teretz, Ibe Bas Koyin V'zoyim V'zoyim Emel. We were discussing a case of a Bas Koyin and there was a Zoyim V'zoyim Emel. There were Edim that came to be made on the Bas Koyin were Nimtzu Uzaymimin, and then another cut of Edim and said that the Zaymimin was Zaymimin. So Mele, the first Edim were really kosher, and the Edim Zaymimin were Nimtzu to be Zaymimin. And him came the Bas Koyin is still Chayiv the Sefer, because the Edim were Nimtzu to be kosher. And the Edim Zaymimin who were Nimtzu to be Zaymimin, there's a Zaymimin Zaymimimimimimimimim, the Edim Zaymimin who were Nimtzu to be Zaymimin, the ones who came to Imazim, the Edim to Mechayiv them the Sefer, they were Nimtzu to be Zaymimin. They're also Chayiv Misa now. Zogt der Gemara, bo eifen ze, o bas koyin, ve zeymen me zeymen mea, ve de zeymen ze mea, chayiv skilo, and the bas koyin is chayiv sveifo, that's not considered a veri achas, a misa achas, and that's the case of the braisa in don and shnayim b'yem echot. On this that the Gemara says, be misa achas, ve veri achas, the aloche is that where we can be done shnayim b'yem echot, there's a machoikus of rishoyin, and what does the Gemara mean, that misa achas and a veri achas? Shitas Rashi and Shitas Tosis as if it's the same Chiyav Misa and it's the same Aveira Afilu, if it's two different people and two different Maisim Afilu Ochi, Bezdin can be done Shnayim B'yayim Echot. Memele Zogt Rashi and Zogt Tosis that when it comes to the Maisim of Shimon Ben Chetach, Hagam was two different people, they are being over the same Aveira and being over the same Misa and Afilu Ochi, the Mishnah says they're done in Shnayim B'yayim Echot. Rashi and Tosis are Mefarish, this that it's Nechshav two different Aveiras is because some of the Noshim were being over the Kishav of Oiv, other Noshim were being over the Kishav of Yedaini, and other Nashim were being over other Chiyuvei of Kishif. So they were all doing different Averis, therefore it's not Nechshav Misa Achas, Vavera Achas, and therefore the Gemara brings a Raya from this, that he done them B'yayim Echot, that it was a special Eira Ashoah, because normally the Halach is by two Averis, Ein Don and Shnayim B'yayim Echot. The Ramam in Perek Yedal, Milchus Anejin, is Mashma, that this din that we say, Misa Achas, Vavera Achas, is not by two different Maisim. It's Dafka by Noyef V'Noyofes, Dafka if it's the same Maisa Avera, the Noyef and the Noyofes, that's considered a case where Bezdin can dan shneim b'yamechad, being that it's the same Maisa. But if it's two different Maisim, even if it's the same Misim, the same Aveira, but if it's two different Maisim, then Bezdin can't dan shneim b'yamechad. And according to the Ramam, it's easier to explain why is it that Shimon ben Shattach had the Alocha v'ein don and shneim b'yamechad. Hagam was the same Misim, it was the same Aveira, being that it's two separate Maisim, l'fishita sa Ramam would still have the Alocha v'ein don and shneim b'yamechad. Is this then dafka with one maisa, it's afila by two maisa. Also, Shitas Ramam, it's dafka if the maisa ve was done together like a noyef and a yofes. And Shitas Rashi, if it traces afila two separate maisa, if two people were machal Shabbos, they're both doing the same aver and they're chayiv the same misa, Bezdin can dan shneim b'yayim echot. On the Gemara's teretz that the Gemara answered, we are discussing a case of Bas Koyin Uboyala, where the Bas Koyin is chayiv sveifa and the Boyala is chayiv skilo, therefore it's not nechshav misa achas aver achas, and that's the case of Ein Don and shneim b'yayim echot. And the Gemara in the second Teretz brings the case of Bas Koyin v'zeymim e'zeymim e'er. Where the Halach is, the Gemara Makas Darshan is the zeymim of the Bas Koyin achayif skilo. So the Gemara brings the case of a Bas Koyin v'zeymim e'zeymim e'er. Where the zeymim e'zeymim e'er are chayif, they're going to be chayif skilo. The Bas Koyin is going to be chayif sveifu. Therefore, it's two separate Mises. And Mamela, it's not considered Misachas aver achas. There we have the Halach of Ein Don and Shnayim b'yayim echot. And the Rishonim ask, why is it that the Gemara is the mukim dafka by a Bas Koyin v'zeymim e'zeymim e'er? Why can't we be mukim at afilu by a Bas Yisrael also v'zeymim e'zeymim e'er? Why couldn't the Gemara say a Bas Yisrael who's chayiv skilo, if a Bas Yisrael, a Nair Mirosa Shezintz is chayiv skilo, the zeymim e'zeymim e'er also chayiv skilo, but it's two different averis. The Bas Koyin is, the Bas Yisrael is getting killed for this that she was mezana, and the zeymim e'er are getting killed for this that kasha zomim lasa isla achiv, for the avera being made sheker, they're getting the oinish of kasha zomim lasa isla achiv. The Ran answers that in a Hanami, the Gemara could have said afilo by a Bas Yisrael also. This time he said it's a Bas Koyin, v'zoyim e'zoyim e'er is Agav Gerora of the first Teretz, being that the first Teretz said it was a Bas Koyin, Uboyala, the second Teretz brought the case also of a Bas Koyin, but who had then afilo by a Bas Yisrael also, it wouldn't be Nechshav Misa Achas, v'Aveira Achas, the Zayman and the Isha did different averis. The Isha was Mezan and the Zayman were made a checker, and we made Lebezn would have the Halacha been done in Shnayim B'Yamechot. The Ben Yehuda answers this kasha of the Ran Be'ifin Chodosh and Dr. Ben Yehuda, it's dafka by a bas koyin v'zayim me'zayim me'er, being that the Eidim that came to be made the Manu Yisem are going to be chayiv skilo. They're trying to be made the Eidim that were made on the bas koyin. They're trying to be chayiv them skilo. Therefore, they'll be chayiv skilo, and the bas koyin is chayiv sveifer. It's two separate misas. It's not nechshav misa achas v'avera achas, and therefore the halacha is ain't done in shnayim b'yamechot. But if it would be a Bas Yisrael, Hagam is two different Averis, Afilochim Bezin would be able to be Dan Shnayim B'yei Mechot. And Zakhtar Ben Yehine, because the Iker Nidin on the Edim Zayman, aside for the Nidin and the Dintayr that Bezin has to Dan on the Edim Zayman, whether or not they're really Edim Zayman and the Chayiv Misa, if the Edis was an Edis Shekhev, if there's an Imanu Yisam and Makam Pliny. But aside for that, Bezin also has to Dan whether or not the Isha would be Mechayiv Misa. It's Dafka because the Edim were coming to be Mechayiv the Isha Misa. And the Eidim came and said on the first cat, Eidim imanu yisam b'makom pliny. So they're trying to mechayev these Eidim misa. That's why when it comes zemim zemim el, the original Eidim who said imanu yisam b'makom pliny are going to be chayev misa. But the ikur needed in this entire is whether or not the isha would have been mechayev misa. So if the isha would have been mechayev misa, then the Eidim who come to say imanu yisam b'makom pliny and their nimtzu zemim, they're going to be chayev misa now. But if the Isha herself wouldn't have been Chayav Misa, then the Zayman would not be Chayav Misa for this that they come to be Mezin, the Edim were made that the Isha was Mezana. So being that the Iker Nidin is totally in the same thing, the Iker Nidin is totally in the Maisa Averi of the Isha, whether or not the Isha is going to be Chayav Misa. Hagam, there's other Chalokim to the Din Torah. We have to decide if the Edim are Zayman, we have to decide if the Edim will come and say, Imanu Yisam and Makam Pliny are Edei Emes. But being that the Iker and the Nidin is whether or not the Isha is Chayiv Misa, so both Dinei Torah are telling the same Maisa Aveira, it's telling the Maisa Aveira of the Isha, so therefore there's the Halacha of Misa Achas, Aveira Achas, and the Halacha would be that we would be done in Shnayim B'yam Echad, and Mele the Gemara to say Dafka, Bas Koyin V'zim Mezim Emeh, which is two different Chayiv Misa, one's a Chayiv Skila, one's a Chayiv Sreifa, but there we have the Halacha being done in Shnayim B'yam Echad. The next Mishnah continues to discuss the halachas of the mitzvah of Taliyah that Bezdin hangs the Mechayve Skila, the Toilem Alaeitz, after he gets the Skila. And the Mishnah brings the din that immediately after Bezdin is Toilem Alaeitz, Matirine Soymiyad, Bezdin takes him down right away. And Zokta Mishnah Imlon, if Bezdin leaves him hanging overnight, Oivra Lov Beloisa, say then Bezdin is Oivra Loisa, say Shenema Leisolin, Nivlose Alaeitz, Ki Kover Tikperenu, Ki Killas Alekim Toli. Is a leisa say in the Torah not to leave him hanging overnight, and the pasuk is mefarish the reason for this leisa say ki kilalas elikim toli, which the Mishnah explains the kavon of the pasuk kaloimar. People are going to say mipnei mazet toli. People are going to say why is this person hanging from a tree when they see the dead body hanging from the tree, and they're going to say mipnei shebiriches Hashem, being that he was mekalalas Hashem, and people are going to talk about this that he was a mecharif from megadifes Hashem. The nimsa shem shemayim mischal is going to cause a chilul Hashem. And that's the kavon of the pasuk, ki killas elekim toloi. People are going to start discussing the killas elekim. This that he was mecharif from megadefes Hashem, v'nimtzu shem shemayim mischal, and therefore there's a lav leisolon nevlosei alaeitz, ki kover tikperenu, there's a mitzvah on Bezdin to bury him miyat. The Ramban in his Pirush al HaTorah and Parshas Ki Seitze is mefarish that this reason of the Mishnah of Ki Killas elekim toloi, that the kavon of the Mishnah is people are going to talk about how he was mecharif from megadefes Hashem, v'nimtzu shem shemayim mischal is only going a libud chachamim. The shita of the chachamim in the previous Mishnah is that it's mecharif u'megadif and ha'ivid avodah zarah, the only ones that have the mitzvah of tliyah. And according to the chachamim, you can say the reason for the mitzvah is tliyah, the pirush of the pasuk of ki killas elekim toli, is people are going to discuss how he was mecharif u'megadif es Hashem, and people are going to discuss how this person was ha'ivid avodah zarah v'nimtzu shem shemayim mischal, and therefore there's an issur leisolon nevlasei alaitz. Mashenkin, according to Rabbi Eliezer holds that kolan is skolan italan ul mechayve skila nitla. This cannot be the reason. This cannot be the kavon of the pasuk of ki killas elekim toli. And the Gemara brings a second reason in the pirush, a second pirush in the pasuk of ki killas elekim toli. What's the kavon of the pasuk in giving a reason of leisolan nevlosei aleitz? And the Gemara brings a marshal tanya oimer meyer marshalu marshalu ma'adavad oimer. Mishneyachim tum, there were two brothers that were twins, Be'er Achas, Echad minu Melach, one of the twins became the king of the city. Ve'echad Yotzel Lelistius, one of them became a robber. And Memela, when he was caught, the Melach Paskin, these Chayiv Misa, Tziva, Melach Vitalu. And as each person goes by, Kalaroya Oysa, Imre, Melach Tali, being that he looks like the king, each person sees him and says the Melach is hanging, and it's a bezoin to the Melach, and therefore Tziva, Melach Vayridu, The Melech gave a tzivoy to be moiridim because it was a bezayin for the Melech, this that he was hanging on the tree. And Rashi in his Pirush al HaTorah is mefarish the moshel of the Gemara. Rashi is mefarish the kavon of the pasuk, ki killas elekim toli zilzule shal melech. Killas is miloshin zilzul, it's a zilzul for the melech, this that the person's hanging from a tree, therefore there's a lav of leisolun nivlose al eitz. And Rashi is mefarish, what does it mean zilzule shal melech, she'odem osi bidmust yuknoi? A person is made bitzelem elekim, he's bidmust yuknoi. Zok Rashi, vi Yisrael heim bonov, and kla Yisrael yidden ar bonov shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore they are bidmust yukne, they are bitzelem elekim, v'haroyo imra ha-melech toli. So by Yidden is a din that haroyo imra ha-melech toli, therefore there's a leisolin nivlase ala'etz, and Rashi brings moshel moshel l'shnei achim tumim, Rashi brings the moshel of our Gemara. And Rashi is mefarish the kavana of our Gemara, because a person is made bidmust yukne, v'yisrael bon of him, and therefore the haroyo imra is ha-melech toli. Rashi is mashma, this that we say, a person is made bidmust yukne, v'yisrael bon of him, is dafka by Yidden. It's dafka by Yidden who bon of him a royo imer a melech toli mashenka. When it comes to goyim, the reason of the pasuk would not apply. There would not be ki killas elekim toli, would not be zulzulish a melech, this that they're on the tree, and there wouldn't be a lav of leisolun nivlasei al eitz. And the minchas chinuch is medayik from here b'negeya his sofik whether or not there's a mitzvah tliya by a benayach or benayach who's eivad avay dezoren misoseis b'sayif, is there a din to be toila isay al eitz after bezdin gives him the misa of sayif. And the Minchas Chinuch is medayik from this that Rashi says the lav of leisolun nivlosei al eitz is dafka by Yidden v'Yisrael bon of him. And Rashi is mefarish the pasuk dafka by Yidden, it's mashma the mitzvah to be toile is dafka by Yidden by benayach, there is no mitzvah to be toile isay. And therefore Rashi is mefarish the kavon of the pasuk of ki killas elekim toli is because Yisrael bon of him and aroya imer ha-melech toli. Mashenkin by goyim, there is no mitzvah tliya b'chlal, therefore the kavon of the pasuk is dafka on Yidden. And the Ramban in his Pirush al HaTorah is chaylik on Rashi. The Ramban says this that Rashi is mefarish, it's dafka because Yisrael bon of him, the Ramban is chaylik. And the Ramban says that afilu by goyim also there's a lav of leisolun nivlosei al eitz. The Ramban in the Hemshech brings the Maisa when Yeshua hung the Malchei Knan. The Maisa is brought in Yeshua in Perigyud, that Yeshua hung the Malchei Knan, and Yeshua took them down. There's mashma from this, from that Maisa that there's a isid leisolun nivlosei afilu on goyim also. I feel on the Malchei Knan, also Yeshua didn't let them sit overnight hanging from the tree. There was a lav of leisolun nivlosei al eitz. And the Ramban says, V'amoshel b'shnei achim tumim, this that Rashi brings the moshel of shnei achim tumim, that aroya imra ha-melech toloi, it's yesh leisoid, is a pirush al pisoid, einenu kasher choshev arav b'Yisrael, it's not like Rashi's mefarish by Yisrael, sheniku bonav lamokoim, it's not the way Rashi's mefarish the moshel of zdafka by Yidin v'aniku bonav lamokoim, it's afilu by goyim also, and the Ramban is not mefarish the pirush of the moshel. He says yesh leisoid, and the Ramban leaves it sosom how he's explaining the moshel afilu by goyim also. But al kopanim it's machlikis Rashi and the Ramban b'negeya the lav of leisolun nivlosei al eitz, is it dafka by Yisrael who are bon of shalmokim, or is it afilu by a benayach also there's a lav of leisolun nivlosei al eitz? And Zokta Minchas Chinuch, it's mistava from here, then who adin, there's a machlekes when it comes to the etzah mitzvah's tliya. Rashi is mefarish, leisolun nivlosei ala eitz is dafka by Yisrael, is because the mitzvah to be toile is dafka by Yisrael. Mashenkin, the Ramban is mefarish, the lav of leisolun nivlosei ala eitz is afilu by a benayach, it's mashman that the mitzvah to be toile is afilu by a benayach also, and therefore on the benayach, after the mitzvah's tliya, the pasuk is also referring to a benayach when it says leisolun nivlosei ala eitz, ki killas elekim toli. The Mishnah is Mamshech after brings the Issa leisolun nivlosei al eitz that Bezdin takes him down immediately on his kovrim. So the Mishnah v'loy zul bulvad, it's not only by Chayve Mises Bezdin that there's an Issa leisolun nivlosei not to leave the body overnight ki kovr sikperenu. Ela kol ha-melin es mesi, any person who dies, the person should not leave the mace overnight, they should be kovrim miyad. And one who's melin es mesi is over b'loy sasei. Anyone who's melin as mace and leaves the mace overnight without being kovir as mace is over b'loy sasei. Zok the Mishnah alineu lechvoidei, if they left it lechvoidei, if they left it overnight lechavid of the mace, lechavid le'oren v'tachrichim to bring the preparation for the kvura, then ain't over lov, then there's no loy sasei, but stam to be melin as mace is over b'loy sasei, there's an issur to leave a mace overnight, the mace should really be buried miyad. And on this that the Mishnah says, it's not only by chayvim mises bezin, it's kol ha-melin as mace is over b'loy sasei. The Gemara brings on Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Mishum Ben Yechai, Minayin la Melin es Mesei Sheiver Lov Belay Sasei. Where do we know that anyone who's Melin es Mesei is over Belay Sasei? Talmud Leimek Ki Kover Sikperenu. There's a Reba in the Pasuk of Ki Kover Sikperenu, which is Marben Mikan la Melin es Mesei Sheiver Belay Sasei. Zakt Rabbi Yochanan from the Ribbei Aloshin of Ki Kover Sik Berenu and Marbe that call our Melanes Mesa not only by Chayvin Mises Bezdin but call our Melanes Mesa is Ever Belay Sasei. And the Emma says that there's two Gersoyas in this Gemara. In the Messiah's Ashas, he brings the second Gersoy in this memory of Rabbi Yochanan. And the Messiah's Ashas brings the Gersoy of the Yalkut on Rabbi Yochanan Minayin the Melanes Mesa is Ever Belay Sasei. That we do we know that one is Melan as Mesa is Ever Belay Sasei Talmud Lemid Le Solon Nivlosai, not like the Gersoy in our Gemara that we dashner from Ki Kover Tik Berenu, a special Rebuy to be Marbe every Melan as Mesa. The Yalka learns it definitely Sullen of Lossi Allah eight says Marba Filu Melin as Mesa, not only by Chavim Mises Bezdin. And the Yalkut continues, Minayin Shaiva Afba say, how do we know that not only a person who's Melin as Mesa is Ever Belaysa say, Minayin that is Ever Afilu Ba say, Tamalemiki covers Sik Berenu. It's Mavua from the Yalkut that not only a Melin as Mesa is Ever Belaysa say of Le Sullen of Lossi Allah eight, but a Melin as Mesa not only by Chavim Mises Bezdin. Every Melan Nes Mesa is not only over the Leisa say, it's over Afilu Ba say also. And this is also the sheet of the Ramban in Pirusha Al HaTorah and Pashas Ki Seitzi. The Ramban holds that anyone who's Melan Nes Mesa is not only over the Leisa say, like the Mishnah's Mavur, that call a Melan Nes Mesa is over the Leisa say, but he's also over the Asay of Ki Kovar Sik Perenu. He's also over the Asay that a person is mitzvah to be Kovar the Mes Miyad and not to leave it overnight. There's a mevucha in the Achrenim b'negei Shitas Rambam. Does the Rambam also hold that there's a leisa say and an asay by a melin es meisay, or is it dafka leisa say like the lashon of the Mishnah called a melin es meisay is over beleisa say? The Rambam in Perek Tezvav Mehilchis Sanhedrin brings the mitzvah asay likbar kol arugei bezdin. Like the Rambam, there's a mitzvah asay to be kaver kol arugei bezdin b'yayma ariga on the day that the person was killed. Shenema ki kaver sikvirenu b'yayma hu. And Zakti Ramban, not only are we bezdin have this mitzvah sasei, elo kola melin es meisa overall of beloy sasei. Zakti Ramban, not only by Ruge bezdin there's a mitzvah sasei to be kovar es meisa, but kola melin es meisa is over beloy sasei. And the mashmoyus of the Rambam is that by Ruge bezdin there's a mitzvah sasei if ki kovar sik berenu bayayim. But when it comes to kola melin es meisa, it's not over the asei, it's only over beloy sasei of leisolon nevlasei ala eitz. It's mashmoy from the Rambam that it's cholok aruge bezdin from kola melin es meisa. Haruge Bezdin has an assay and a lace assay not to be Melanes Mesa. What Mashenkin, when it comes to any other person who dies, call a Melanes Mesa, he's not over by assay, he's only over the lace assay. And this is also the Mashmoyus of the Yamam in Peregdalat Milchus Avelis. The Yamam brings in Peregdalat Alocha Ches that call a Melanes Mesa is over by lace assay. The Yamam does not bring the mitzvah assay of Kikovic Sik Berenu by Yoim. It's Mashma from the Yamam that a Melanes Mesa is only a lace assay and does not have the mitzvah assay. The Maral Diskin and the Chuvus and Kunchus Achrin and Oiskuf Pezdayin is Mefarish. Why is it that Dafka Ruge Bezdin has a mitzvah sasei? My checking when it comes to Kola Melanes Mesa, one is only over the Lay Sase and isn't over the Asev Ki Kover Sik Berenu Bayim. And Zokta Maral Diskin, because this that Bezdin is Kover Chayve Mises Bezdin is a chelik of the Einish of Skila. It's a chelik of the Einish that Bezdin is giving Chayve Mises. Any Misa which Bezdin gives a chelik of the Einish is that Bezdin is Kover the Mace. It's a chelik of the Psak Din that Bezdin gave the person. So the Maral Diskin, the halacha is that Bezdin's Psak Din is only carried out by Yom, it can't be carried out by Laila. The Maral Zokta Maral Diskin, when it comes to the Lois Asev, Lois Solon, Niv Lossi Allah 8, it's really until the next morning. If a person is not Melan Es Mace, if he doesn't leave the Mace overnight, not buried, he buries it sometime during the night, the person is not over the lava of Lois Solon, Niv Lossi Allah 8. Mashaykh, when it comes to the Mitzvah Asev, Ki Kovu Sik Berenu Bayom, one has to bury him Dafka that day, and the person cannot wait until that night. If the person buries him sometime during the night, he was still over on the Asev, Ki Kovu Sik Berenu Bayom. So, to Maldiski, when it comes to Shar Mesim, there's a law in the Torah of Lay Solon of Lossai that a person should not leave it overnight. Zokter, that's Dafka if a person leaves it until the next morning. Mashaykh, when it comes to Chayve Mises, Bezdin can't bury him at night. Just like Bezdin can't carry out the Psak Din at night, they can't carry out the Chiyev Misa at night, they can't kill the person at night, they can't be Toilim at night. So, Dr. Maral Diskin, within Bezdin can't bury him at night. That's also a chelik of the Psak Din. Bezdin only does the Psak Din by Yom. Memela, if the person wouldn't be, as soon as it becomes Shkia, the Bezdin isn't going to be able to bury the person. So, is he Rolav HaTorah to be Mizaris with an extra mitzvah saseh? Ki kovar sik berenu bayayim, that the Bezdin has to bury him that day, and they can't wait until the night, because once they wait until the night, they're going to have to wait until the next morning, and be over on their solon nevlasei alayitz. So therefore, there's a special mitzvah essay that Torah gave for Aruge Bezdin, ki kovar sik berenu bayayim, that Bezdin should bury him that day. But Shenki, when it comes to Shar Mesim, where there's a lav le solon nevlasei, a person can bury him at night, over there is no mitzvah sasev, ki kovar sik berenu bayayim. On the etzem ha'anocha, we are making midas Rambam, the etzem diik that the mitzvah sasev ki kovasik berenu is dafka by Aruge Bezdin, but kolamelin es meisai is not over by say, is only over by leisasei of leisolin nevlasai. The yesh lahor, the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchas Avil, in the kepel to Hilchas Avil, the Rambam brings the mitzvah sasei and mitzvah leisasei mentioned in these alochas, and is aleph, the Rambam brings this abel ala kreven vafilukoyim mis tameyum mis abel ala kreven. When Odom misabel al Aruge Bezdin, a person is not misabel on Aruge Bezdin. And Zokter Yamam, Ulufize, Kalalti alochas Elu, therefore I was kailed the Hilchas of Avelis, Besefer Ze, and Sefer Shaeftim, Shehem Ein Kvur B'yay Misa, that's Me'ein the Kvur B'yay Misa, Shehem Mitzvah Saseh. The Avelis is Me'ein Kvur B'yay Misa, which is a Mitzvah Saseh. The Yamam is Mashma, that it's a Mitzvah Saseh to be Kaver, and he's discussing Shamesim, he's discussing Hilchas Avelis, Afilu Be Shamesim. Also, Zokter Yamam, Shehem Mitzvah Saseh, there's a Mitzvah Saseh to be Kaver, Shamesim. It's mashed from that lashon of the Rambam that the Rambam holds afilu by all meisim. Also, there's a mitzvah saasev ki kavus sik perenu. For oidish the didactic, the Rambam in sefer mitzvahs when it comes to in mitzvahs essay mitzvah reish lamed aleph, the Rambam brings the mitzvah saasev ki kavus sik perenu by yom the mitzvah to be kovei aruge bezdin and zok the Rambam it's lav dafka by aruge bezdin afilu by shar meisim. Also, there's a mitzvah saasev to be kovei as a meis. It's mashed from the Rambam. This mitzvah saasev applies to shar meisim also. It's lav dafka by Aruge Bezdin, not like the dik that we medayik from the Rambam in Hilchas Sanhedrin and the Rambam in Perakres Hilchas Avelis, which is mashma from the Rambam that the mitzvah saseh is dafka by Aruge Bezdin, and the mitzvah saseh does not apply to Shah Mason. And the chayyad is a grace in afkamina whether or not the mitzvah saseh of ki kavusik berenu applies to Shah Mason or it's dafka by Aruge Bezdin, but by Shah Mason there is no mitzvah saseh, it's only a loy saseh of leisolim nevlasei aleitz. The Rishash and Arsug is medayik from the Lashon of the Pasuk, Lo Solin Nivlasai, and the Lashon of the Gemara of Kol Amelin Es Meisei Zeva Balesasei. So the Rishash, the Lashon of Alon is mashma until the next morning if a person's Kover Es Meisei Balaylo, the person is not over the Lav of Lo Solin Nivlasai. So the Rishash, we find when it comes to Pulas Chasachar, the Lashon of the Pasuk is Lo Solin, and it's dafka until the next morning if a person pays the wages at night, he is not over the Lav of Lo Solin Schut, but Pulas Chasachar. So the Rishash, who are done by Meilenes, may say it's dafka until the next morning. But then the Rishash brings that the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvah is mashma shar meisim also as a mitzvah saseh ki kovus sik berenu. So the Rishash, agam for a person waits until night, the person is not over the lava of leisolin nevlasai, the mitzvah saseh ki kovus sik berenu bayayim is mashma dafka bayayim. But if a person waits until night, there's a bitl of the mitzvah saseh ki kovus sik berenu. So the Rishash is a chiluk between the loy saseh and the aseh. The loy saseh goes until the next morning, and if a person is kaver balayla, the person is not over the loy saseh. My shaking the mitzvah saseh is ki kaver sik benu bayayim, and if the person buries him at night, he was mevatel the mitzvah saseh. But the Rishash learns in the Shita Sariyamam that there's a mitzvah saseh, I feel in Shar Mesim also, therefore there's a mitzvah saseh to be kaver in bayayim. The Mechaber and Arachayim and Hilchus Kriyishma and Simen Ayim Beis and Tziv Beis brings the Alocha and Meitzianes Amei Samuch LeKriyishma. Zokter Mechaber Shein Shos Leitziv, there's not enough time to Meitzi the Meis Samuch Lizman Kriyishma, where there's not enough time to bury him before this man Kriyishma comes. Ein Meitzianes Amei, first they learn Kriyishma and afterwards they go to be Meitzi the Meis. And the Mishnah Berurah and Tziv Katan Vav brings Mistimas Leshayne, it's Mashma Dechein Adin BeKriyishma Shalavis. This same Allah of Ein Meitzianes Amei Samuch to this man Kriyishma is Lavdavka BeKriyishma Shal Shachvis, the Mechaber's Mashma Afilu Samuch to this man of Kriyishma Shal Arvis, also Ein Meitzianes Amei. And Zok the Mishnah Berurah, Ledino de Achreinim Meskimo Achreinim to be Chelik on the Mashmois of the Mechaber, and the Mekel by Kriyishma Shal Arvis. And the Mishnah Berurah brings this that will Mekel by Kriyishma Shal Arvis to be Meitzias Amei Samuch to his man of Kriyishma Shem Loyik Renu Hayim Yavar Aloy Solon. So Zok the Mishnah Berurah, if they're not going to be Kovis Amei Beyoim before Laila comes, before this man Kriyishma, then they can be over the Lav of Loy Solon. Zok the Mishnah Berurah, Af sheyuchol b'layla l'kovrei achash yikre kriyishma, again that they could be kovrei the meis b'layla, not be over the lav of leisolin. Even if they're kovrei the meis b'layla, the Mishnah Berurah is mashma like this diak of the Rishash, that one is not over leisolin until the next morning. Al kolponim yavra mitzvah saaseh ki kovrei sik b'renu b'yoyim. Zok the Mishnah Berurah, mikol makim, they're going to be over the mitzvah saaseh ki kovrei sik b'renu b'yoyim ahu. The mitzvah saseh ki kaver sik berenu is if a person doesn't bury him by day, even if he's kaver balayli, he was mevatel the mitzvah saseh. Memele yesh la'okel, when it comes to the kriyishma shal arvis, when it's samach to this man of kriyishma shal arvis, when it's a little bit before shkia, if they're not going to be meitzi the meis until they say kriyishma, they're going to come up being mevatel the mitzvah saseh ki kaver sik berenu, therefore yesh la'okel to be meitzi the meis afilu samach to this man of kriyishma. Hakoponim, it's mavua from the Mishnah Berurah, like the Rishash, that when it comes to the loisa asei, if a person is kaver balaila, then he's not over the loisa asei, but mikamakim is a bitl a mitzvah asei. The Mishnah Berurah holds that be paskin ki kavasik brenu bayim is lav dafka by aruge bezdin, afilo by shah mason. Also, there's a mitzvah asei ki kavasik brenu bayim. On the etzem anocha, which we're saying over from the Rishash and from the Mishnah Berurah, that the lav of leisolin nivlosei is dafka until the next morning, if a person's kaver balaila, he is not over the lav of leisolin nivlosei. Yesh ledaktik from the loshen of the Adema and Asugi that a person's over leisolin nivlosei afilo if he's kaver balaila. As long as a person doesn't bury b'yem amisa and you wait until after shkia, the person is already over the lav of leisolin nivlosei. The lav of leisolin nivlosei is mechayiv the person to be kaver b'yem amisa. The Adema and Asugi brings this that bezin is hargin oisei samuch leshkia sachamu matirin oisei miyad. Bezin hangs him right before shkia and takes down the body right away. So the Ademar, because if Bezdin would hang him earlier in the day, if Bezdin would kill the Chayvei Mises earlier in the day, not Samach Lishkia, and there would be Toilin Oisai B'Shas that they kill him, Chayshin and Shem Yishkach, maybe Bezdin will forget to take him down, Koidim Shkia Sachamo. And in Cain, if Bezdin is going to forget to take him down, they're going to be over in the lav of Leisolun of Lasei Ala Eitz, and therefore Bezdin was Horgan Oisai Samach Lishkia Sachamo, Umatirin Oisai Miyad, Kedei that they shouldn't come to be over the lav of Leisolun of Lasei Ala Eitz. It's mavur from the loshen of the Adamah that he holds the lava of leisolin nivlosei. If Bezdin forgets, Agam Bezdin takes him down sometime during the night and is kovrim balayla, it's mashmah from the Adamah, he would still be over on the lava of leisolin nivlosei. It's not only until the next morning is nikra meilin es meisai, afilo achir shkia sacham, also is choshev meilin es meisai. And this is also the sheet of the Chachmas Adam in his kuntres in Matzeves Moshe. Sok the Chachmas Adam, a person who waits to bury the mace until after Shkia Sachama is over on the Asev Ki Kavah Sik Barianu, Ve'efshir is over afil on the Loisa Asev Leisolun Nivlosei Ala Eitz. It's mavu also from the Chachmas Adam, the Yazakoponim Matzah, that the lav of Leisolun Nivlosei is not only until the next morning and the Kavah Balayla is not over, Yod Afil Acha Shkia Sachama, also a person is over on the lav of Leisolun Nivlosei Ala Eitz. This is also Nechshav Amelines Mesei. Akoponim, to summarize, we said over the two Gersois in the Gemara. The Gers in the Gemara befaneinu is that a Melin es Meise is over Beleis Asef in the Rebbe of Kikavah Sikbaranu. To Messiah Sashas brings the Gers of the Yalkut that a Melin es Meise Beshamesim is over Beleis Asef is learned from the Pasuk of Leisolun Nivlosei, Uminayin Shaivah Afba Asef from the Pasuk of Kikavah Sikbaranu. It's Mabur from the Gers of the Yalkut that Shamesim also have the Mitzvah Sasei, there's an Asay by Shamesim also Kikavah Sikbaranu Bayayim. And we said over this, the sheet of the Amban in Pirusha ala Torah, the Amban holds as a mitzvah sase, afilu by Shah Mesim, also ki kovah sikbenu bayayim. And as a mevucha bedas the Rambam, the Dik and the Rambam in Perek Tesov, Milchus Sanhedrin, and in Perek Tesov, Milchus Avelis, the Rambam is mashma, melin es mesim, is only over the loy sase, there is no mitzvah sase, ki kovah sikbenu. And the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs is mashma, there's a mitzvah sase, also by Shah Mesim of ki kovah sikbenu. And this is the Mashmois, also the Rambam in the Kepel Tilchus Avul is also Mashma that is a mitzvah sasei b'shar mason to be kaver es mesai. He said over the Pirush of the Maral Diskin is Mefarish, why would it be a mitzvah sasei dafke by Ruge Bezdin, being that Bezdin can't be kaver es mes balaylo, the kfu of the mace is a chelik of the psak din. It's a chelik of Bezdin carrying at the psak din, which is only nasis b'yayim. If Bezdin wouldn't be kaver in b'yayim, they would have to wait until the next day and be over the lav of leisolin. Therefore the Torah is mezaris ki kaver sikbrenu b'yayim, not to wait until after shkia. On the etzem anocha that the lav of leisolin nivlosei is until the next morning, and the mitzvah sasei ki kovus sikbirenu is dafka bayayim, but after shkia a person is ready mevatel the mitzvah sasei. The reshash is medayik from the loshen of leisolin, the loshen alona is dafka until the next morning. Mashegi the mitzvah sasei ki kovus sikbirenu is bayayim ahu, it's dafka that day. If a person waits until after shkia, is ready mevatel the mitzvah sasei. We said over also there's the sheet of the Mishnah Berurah nochus kriyashman simenayim basiv cotton vav. The Mishnah Berurah paskins this that the Mechaber says a metzina samei samach tzman kriyashma is dafka by tzman kriyashma shal shachris. Mashenkin samach tzman kriyashma shal arvis, if they're not going to be made metzina samei and kaver, they're going to be over on the lav of leisolin. So the Mishnah Berurah, gam if the kaver balayel, they will not be over the lav of leisolin, but I'll go upon them to be over the mitzvah sasei, there'll be a bitl mitzvah sasei ki kaver sik benu bayoyim. It's a word that shar mesim have a mitzvah sasei ki kaver sik berenu, and if one waits till after shkia, he's already mevatel the mitzvah sasei. Mashing in the lav until the next morning, a person is not over the lav of leisolin nivlosei. And we said over the mashmois of the Adamah and Asugi is that after shkia, a person is already over leisolin nivlosei. That's already nechshav to be a halona, And the Chacham Asadim in his Kunchus Matzavus Moshe is also mashma that he was mitzadit to say that one is Eved al Lav of Leisolin. I feel if he waits until the next morning, until after Shkia, he's already Eved Leisolin and Lav Dafka until the next morning. A Kaiva Balayla is also Eved Leisolin of Lasei Aleitz. The Gemara then brings the second Lashon in this Joshua of Rabbi Yechonah Mishumim Shimon ben Yechai. Ika di Amiyam Rabbi Yechonah Mishumim Shimon ben Yechai remez le Kavua min HaTorah minayin. Where is there a remez to the mitzvah of Kavua min HaTorah? And the Gemara brings the Pasuk Talmud Leimer ki kovas ikvarenu mikan remez le Kavua min HaTorah. And is an Nidra in the Rishonim, what is the Chiluk, the second Lashon? What's it being Moisif on the first Lashon? The first Lashon brings a Joshua that Minayin the Melon as Mesa is over Belaysa say, or that is over Nasei also. And we dash in this from the Rebirth of Kikavah Sikperenu. What is the second Lashon coming to be Moisif? Remez the Kfuah Minatoy Minayin with the same Joshua of Kikavah Sikperenu. And this is also Negea to the Iboyi brought later in the Gemara. The Gemara brings an Ibayilu Kvua Mishum Bezoyinev, the mitzvah of Kvua Mishum Bezoyin, or Mishum Kapara. And Rashi has Mefarish is Kvua Mishum Bezoyinish le Yisbaza le Enkol She'u'um Meis V'nirka V'nikva. So Rashi says, is it Mishum Bezoyin that a person shouldn't be Nisbaza, it shouldn't be Nire le Enkol Nirka V'nivka? Or do we say it's Mishum Kapara? There's a Kapara for a person to be buried. It's Tehavali Kapara Be'atmona Zushim Eridin Umashpilin Oisai Betachti. It's this that a person is lowered into the ground. There's a Kapara for him. And the Gemara's Nibai is the Kfuah Mishum Bezeiner, is the Kfuah Mishum Kapara. Zog the Gemara Lamayin Afkamina, if he says Loibayina Delik Veruah, if the person says that he doesn't want to be buried, do we say that even though the person doesn't want, still there's a mitzvah of kavura and makavirim anyways, or do we say if the person doesn't want to be buried, so therefore the person is not buried, and that's totally if it's mishum kapar, if it's mishum bizyayna. If it's mishum bizyayna, then the person cannot say that he doesn't want to be buried, being that it's a bizyayin also for the b'nei mishpacha. Therefore, even if the person says that he doesn't want to be buried, afilu achi, there's a mitzvah to be kavirim. Mashenken, if it's Mishum Kapara, Rashi is Mefarish, that if the person says that he doesn't want a Kapara, I feel if you bury him, he's not going to get a Kapara. Rashi is Mefarish, a person doesn't get a Kapara Bal Karchai. So I feel if a person comes and buries him, the Kapara wouldn't be Mahani. So if the person says, Loi Be'ina Deluk Faruah, there is no mitzvah to be Kaivrim. The Adama is Chaylik on Rashi. The sheet of the Adama is, even if a person says that he doesn't want to be buried, if they bury him, Avada the Kapara is Mahani, Afilu Bal Korcha, just like an Einish of Bezdin. When Bezdin gives an Einish, it's Mahani for a Kapara, Afilu, if the Einish is given Bal Korcha, who adin, if they're Kaivrim, it's Mahani, Afilu Bal Korcha. But Mikamakan, if the person says that he doesn't want a Kapara, there is no mitzvah to go give him the Kapara, and that's the Nafkamina. If the person says, Leibayin and Delik Veruah, if it's Mishum Kapara, there is no mitzvah to be Kaivrim. If we say it's Mishum Bizyayna, there's still a mitzvah to be Kaivrim because of the Bizyayna of the B'nai Mishpacha. But Al Kopanim, there's an Ibai in the Gemara, what's the mitzvah of Kvua? Is the mitzvah of Kvua Mishum Bizyayna, or is the mitzvah of Kvua Mishum Kapara? And the Chayva Yesh Lahoyer, how could the Gemara have an Ibai? What's the time of the Kvua? There's a mitzvah Sasem in our Torah to be Kaivrim the Mace. If the person says, Laibayin and the Kvua Lahai Gavra, the person doesn't want the people to be Mekayim the mitzvah, how can we be Dorish time of the Kra and say that the time of the mitzvah is Mishum Kapar, and if the person says Laibina de Likfuah Memela, everyone else is part of from burying him? It's a mitzvah Sasem in our Torah, we don't paskin like Evshimon who's Dorish time of the Kra. So how could the Gemara bring a time for the Pasuk, and through this time the Gemara is being a Ptur in a case where the person says Laibina de Likfuah Lahu Gavra? And the Leif Sameach in the Sefer and his Pirish on Sefer HaMitzvahs in Sherish Aleph, he brings up the Ran and the Ramban and Torah Sodom and being Mefarish the Ikka the Yami of the Gemara. The Ran and his Pirish and Arsugi and the Ramban and Torah Sodom are Mefarish. What was the Ikka the Yami? Moisif on the first Lashon. Remez the Kfum and Atoyim Inayin Tamalema ki Kavasik Berenu. Zog the Ramban, the second Lashon is being Moisif. Not only does a mitzvah to be Kavas Hames and put him into an Oren and be Mesalakim Me'ein Kol Odom that people shouldn't see him, but there's another mitzvah to bury him in the ground that Kavur should be done in the Karka. And that's what the Gemara is being Moisif in the second Lashon. Ikadiyami remez the Kfuah min HaTorah minayin is coming to Darshan. There's a remez min HaTorah to this that Kfuah should be done in the Karka. Not only that the Mesalak, the person that people shouldn't see him, he should be put into an Aron and placed away from the eyes of people, but there's a mitzvah to be Kovim in the Karka. And that's not Midei Raisa, that's a remez the Kfuah min HaTorah minayin. That's only a din derabana that asmechu akro. And that the Gemara Darshan from the extra Lashon of Kikovis Tikbarenu is an asmachta that Kfuah should be done min HaKarka. But there's not a din deiraisa, this is a din midrabanan. Zok the Leif Sameach, that's the pirush of the Ibai in the Gemara. The Gemara is not being mistapik, what's the halach of kfur bechlal? Avada, that's a mitzvah sasem in a toira, and a person's mechuyiv to be kaivres meisai, the Gemara isn't doyish time of the crow. But the Gemara is being this topic in this takonas chachomim, that is a takonas chachomim that kruv should be done bekarka. And on that, the Gemara is being this topic, what's the time for this takonas chachomim? Is the time for this takonas chachomim mishum bizyoyner, or the time for this takonas chachomim is mishum kapara? And in Afkamina, the Gemara is being, if the person says, lebeinu to lekvu laogavah, the person doesn't want to be buried in the ground. So that in a takonas chacham, we can zil baser time if the reason is mishum kapara, and the person says that he doesn't want to be buried in the ground, the halach will be that there is no din midrabanan to bury him in the ground, and the kvur could be done in the aron and be misalakim in kol adam, and that will be enough to be yetzir the halach midaraisa of kvur min atayra, and a person is not mechayiv in this takonas chacham of remez the kvur min atayra minayin, that the Gemara dashes from the Rebbe of Kikavah Sikperenu. The Lechem Mishnah in the beginning of Perek Yud Beis Milchus Avelus is mefarish the two Lashonis of the Gemara. The first Lashon of the Gemara brought that the mitzvah's kru is a mitzvah's asay and a isra lois asay of loisolun of losin ki kavah sikperenu. The second Lashon of the Gemara, the Ikad Yami, remes the kru min atoy minayin, holds that the mitzvah's kru is only a takonas chachamim. There is no din midereisa to be kaver es meisay, it's a takonas chachamim. Dr. Lechem Mishnah, the Iboyin, the Gemara, when the Gemara is nestapic, if Kruz Misham Bizayner, Kruz Misham Kapora, the Gemara is being nestapic in the second Lashon, Lefi the Ikad the Yami, that only said Remez the Kruz Min Atoy Minayin, that it's a Dinder Abonim Vasmechu Akra, and it's not a Dinder Yaisa. In the second Lashon, the Gemara is being nestapic, what's the reason for this Takonas Chachamim? Is the reason for this Takonas Chachamim Misham Bizayner, is the reason for the Takonas Chachamim Misham Kapora, and an Afkamina in a case where a person says, Lebeinu de Likrua Lahu Gavra. But in the feed of first Lashon that the mitzvah's kru is a mitzvah's mitzvah min ha-Torah, we don't go bust a time, and I feel if the person says, le'beinu de l'kveru alahu gavro, there's a mitzvah's asay to be kaivim afilu bal karchai. So the Lechem Mishnah that Agam de Gemara leaves it by a suffix, the Rambam paskins that it's a mitzvah to be kaivim a person afilu bal karchai. And the Rambam doesn't say that it's a suffix, because even though the Gemara left it by a suffix, the Gemara wasn't pashut to suffix. Zok the Lechem Mishnah, the Rambam paskin like the first Lashon of the Gemara, not like the Lishna Basra. And the entire suffix of the Gemara is only in the Lishna Basra that holds that the mitzvah of Kfu is midrabanan. The feel of first Lashon, it was pashut to the Gemara, that being that it's a mitzvah sasem in our Torah, we're kaivim afilu bal korche, we don't go baser time with the crow. Zok the Lechem Mishnah, being that the Rambam paskin like the first Lashon, the Rambam misleisim that we're kaivim afilu bal korche, it's not even a suffix. The entire suffix of the Gemara was only for the second Lashon that holds that the mitzvah's kru is midrabanan, then the Gemara is being this topic, what's the reason? Is it Mishum Bezoin or is it Mishum Kapara? In the Ikka Kasha, what was the suffix of the Gemara? L'choy, we're going bust the time of the kru, how is the Gemara being this topic if it's Mishum Bezoin or it's Mishum Kapara? Rav David Pervasky in the Shiurim says a third terrace to this Kasha. And he explains the gedev of the mitzvah, to be kaiver a meis, is a schus the person has. It's a mitzvah ben adam l'chaveve, just like a person has a chiv to be meishav avedem when somebody lost an object, and a person has a chiv to be mevaker chayla to be goyim al chesed. Zokt Rav David Pervasky, so too there's a mitzvah, so I say it's a schus a person has of ben adam l'chaveve to be kaiver as meisai. But being that it's a mitzvah ben adam l'chaveve, a person can be meichel this schus, he could say le'beinu de l'kvur lehu gavra. And on that, the Gemara is being this topic, what's the get of this mitzvah ben adam l'chaveri, what's the get of this chus a person has to be buried? Is it Mishum Bezoyin? And M'kain, it's not only a chus the person has to be buried, it's a chus of all the b'nei mishpacha, there's a mitzvah sasei mutlan, everybody to be kaivir sameis, and the person can't be meichel that chus. It's not tied dafka to him, it's Mishum Bezoyin, and there's a Bezoyin to the b'nei mishpacha if the person isn't buried. Or do we say that the reason for this chus the person has is Mishum Kapara? And being that the mitzvah sasei, the din ben adam l'chaveri is that people should bury him in order to give him a kapara, if he says, lo'i ba'ina de l'kivir aluhu gavra, and he's meichel de schus, he says, lo'i ba'ina kapara, but if in there is no mitzvah to bury him, because it's only a schus that he has, a schus of din ben adam l'chaveri, but makam that he doesn't want it, there is no din to give him a kapara bal karchai. Only the kasha would still remain, agam the person says, lo'i ba'ina de l'kivir aluhu gavra, that's dafka calls man he's alive, the person says, lo'i ba'ina kapara. But once he dies and the person reaches to the Olam HaEmes, it's pashut the person wants a kapara. And in Kena Gam Bishas Chayiv, if the person says that he doesn't want a kapara, we should still bury him, being that right now it's bebrivus, the person wants the kapara, there should still be a mitzvah to bury the person, Mishum Kapara, because now the person for sure wants the kapara. And the Chayiv, this kasha is dafkil if you the sheet of the Yad Ramah, that when the person says, Leibaina kapara, if you're kaivim bal kochay, the person would still get the kapara. And in Kame, we have to answer like the teretz of the Leiv Sameach and the answer of the Lechem Mishnah and how to explain the Iboy in the Gemara. Mashenkin lefi Rashi, who says that once the person says loy ba'ino kapara, it's not mahani the kavur to give him a kapara, being that the person doesn't want the kapara, even if he's buried, there is no kapara. So then it's mistavid to say agam, now that we know when he reaches the olam emes, the person wants the kapara. Being that Bechayev, he says Lebina delikbrulu gavra, he says that he doesn't want the kapara. Imkein afil if you kaiv him, the kapara would not be mahani. The mele the halacha is there is no more mitzvah to be kaivrim because we're not going to reach the kapara anyways. So mele being that it's only a mitzvah benadim lachaveri and the kapara is not going to be mahani for this person, there is no mitzvah to be kaivrim the person. Zakta Gemara, that's a nafkamina di boy. If the mitzvah's kfur is mishum bizayinu, the mitzvah's kfur is mishum kapara.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.